Welcome back to page two of Weekend Report on SoonerPolitics.org. I'm David Van Rissakim. I'm glad you're with me today. Let's go to page two. Self-defense rights. We had some fantastic things happen today. Actually, well, earlier this week in the State House of Representatives. I was at the Capitol while this was going on. On Wednesday afternoon, a floor vote was held on what was called constitutional carry. Excuse me, I got a little frog in my throat today. Well, some of you remember last April, this was a pretty hot topic because Senator Nathan Dom had an excellent bill that was brought up in the Senate. It already passed the House. Well, Representative Eccles, majority floor leader, and probably 50 co-sponsors or co-authors in the end supported this. What it really means is your self-defense rights are part of natural law, which is part of what was the foundational belief for what our constitutional rights came from. The essential values of liberty in Western thought, Western civilization, is you have an absolute right to defend yourself. And to that end, several of the states of our original 13 refused to sign the new constitution back in 1787, 1788, that replaced Articles of Confederation that governed us, after the Declaration of Independence. Well, so they said, the right to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. How specific do you need to be? What does the word infringe mean? What does the word shall not be abridged, shall not be infringed, keep and bear arms? Well, what they've done to us is taken away our rights and sold them back to us as a license. And Oklahoma's been one of them, sad to say, that have required us to pay hundreds of dollars and go through very expensive classes, take time out of our day, file paperwork, go get blueprinted down at the sheriff's office, pay some more money for that, and get a temporary license so you can defend yourself. And when we said, the right of self-defense is a natural right of all mankind, we spelled out that means the right to keep and bear arms. That means not just the machine that launches the weapon, but the weapon itself, which is the ammunition in this case. So what we've got going on is we've got Missouri and Kansas where, because of our agreement of reciprocity, if you've got a Kansas driver's license, it's respected in Oklahoma, just like Oklahoma driver's licenses are respected in Kansas. Well, we respect a Kansan's right of constitutional carry because his state grants that to him. It means the Constitution is your license to carry. So anybody from Kansas can come down here packing heat, doesn't need a license, doesn't need anything, just they have to show that they're from Kansas. And we let them carry, but we don't let our own people carry. Well, how does that work? Why we treat people outside our state, visitors, guests, part-time residents, better than we treat ourselves? What kind of self-loathing mentality is that? So this sets to restore that. Does it mean if you got mental illness you get to carry? No. It means if you've been adjudicated, that means due process of law, your rights were taken away from you. If you have a felony, and there are specific guidelines, not just while you're serving time for that felony, but for years afterwards, you do not get to carry. Okay? That's due process of law. That was stipulated in the punishment. if you're 5 years old, you are a minor. You are not afforded all the rights of the majority. You have to become an adult, determined to be an adult by your state in order for you to have these rights. Understand? If you are under guardianship of somebody, you are not treated as somebody with full rights. Somebody else answers for you. So there are still many safeguards put in place to make sure people have them. We decided for this, under this legislation, when you're 21, you're considered an adult. However, we decided that anybody who is or has served in our U.S. military and is at least 18 has earned that right to be treated like an adult. So it extends to them. This goes on to the Senate. Last time, it passed in the Senate, but I could tell some of those were not hardly amen yeses when they voted on it. I think a lot of people expected Mary Fallon, Governor Fallon, was not going to sign it, and no, she didn't. She vetoed it. Governor Kevin Stitt has said he will sign this. So let's see what happens. Let's follow this. For this reason, I give our Oklahoma House of Representatives as a body a big A-plus this week. They've had a great week. I'll be back with page 3.